get muscle.
This is ours.
But you know, if I could keep it, I'd be good. And then I'd be more explosive and it'd be harder for the other teams to bring me down. So that's all it was about, just putting on some weight. You know, I feel stronger than I ever have, so.
How about explosiveness? Sometimes that goes hand in hand. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it really just starts with, you know, the off season that I had. And then, you know, Coach Brent in the weight room, you know, just on me every day about moving the weight fast and really making sure I got that pop to be explosive. So, you know, they're on me hard. So, you know, for me, you know, it feels good.
Cheeseburgers and stuff, right? How do you keep that weight on? What have you been doing?
No junk food. You know, just doubling up my portions.
Sushi fix.
Some sushi with D-Rob. You know, just snacking, like just making sure, you know, that I don't get lazy. You know, it's hard when you get tired and you really don't want to eat. You know, just got to make yourself eat and keep it right. So.
Have you found a difference, though, with the weight? Is it harder to move it?
No, I don't think it's hard to move. I actually feel pretty comfortable. So, you know, I'm excited, you know, for me, from this time to training camp and the first game is just about maintaining. You know, training camp gets kind of difficult with, you know, having to walk through in the morning, getting practiced and all day, trying to fit in the meals between schedule time and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I know that you guys have a lot of individual stuff, but what do you like up front from, like, the young guys on the O-line, like Pat Elflein? What have you liked from him?
You know, just the way he works. You know, I see he gets out really good on a lot of screenplays and stuff like that. So, you know, right now, the young guys, you know, they have a better grasp of things than when they first came here. And, you know, they're only going to go and get better. So, you know, I enjoy watching the young guys, you know, work, you know, just seeing, you know, this time, you know, you get to see a lot of what to expect come the regular season. So, you know, I enjoy watching him, Dalvin, Rodney Adams, the receiver we got. So, you know, those guys are fun to watch.
Sure, how much weight do you think you put on?
I don't know. I was 212 yesterday, so like I said, I'm just trying to keep it and you know, stay comfortable, stay mobile, don't get too tight and stuff like that.
What prompted that transformation of your body? What made you want to, you know, do that?
You know, when I was 200 and 198, you know, just getting dinged up, you know, and as the season goes along, you only got 17 weeks, it gets hard on the body. So, you know, I'm trying to just keep it on for that purpose.
You're not worried about loss of speed or anything like that?
I feel good, yeah.
So what did you play that last week?
Yeah, I was like borderline 200, 201, so.
And
how's Latavius Ben not being able to play? Is he kind of just champion at the bid? Is it kind of tough for him not being out there?
I know it's tough for Latavius not to be out there, but, I mean, he's still in the playbook. You know, he's asking questions and everything. He's making sure, you know, he's taking the mental reps. And, you know, I like that about him. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to working with him and Dalvin. You know, he's been in the league, I want to say, maybe 1 or 2 years more than me. So, you know, there's a lot to learn from a guy like that. You know, he's been to the Pro Bowl and, you know, had a good season and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, that's what Coach Shermer said. Mm-hmm. Really good in the meeting rooms, hasn't he?
Yep.
Maybe you can talk more about that. Okay, but what kind of stuff does he kind of bring up to maybe some of you backs or who, you know, you're about the same age, but, you know, maybe
yeah,
younger
he's
guy.
Yeah, he's honest. Coach Pat does
a
lot of things.
I
want to
say you're a great player.
he's doing good. Understand the concepts. And, you know, the thing about Latavius is he's still learning, too, and he's still growing. So, you know, anytime I see that from a guy, you know, that's something that, you know, I like because that's how I see myself growing and learning every day.
How does it work in that room? You, Dalvin, and Tavis, there's only one ball. That's a lot of talent.
Yeah. we all get along pretty good, actually. You know, I look at those guys like brothers. You know, like I did Matt and Adrian. You know, they're down to earth guys. You know, I've hung out with Dalvin on the weekends. Latavius, he's a little bit more global. He's traveling a lot. So, So, I mean, you know, it's all fun with those guys. It's good vibes. You know, we make each other better.
You guys trying to impart some knowledge on Dalvin? He's had some bumps in his road.
I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, I don't know what bumps he's had, but he's been pretty good. Humble. And that's a good quality to have. So,
how do you maintain those?